You need to be aware of your expectations about prayer. You also need to be aware of them. We all have expectations about many things, from the weather to the behavior of loved ones. Much of our daily life is preceded by, lived through the prism of, and evaluated by our expectations. It has been said that relationships go awry when you either don't get what you expected or what you get you did not expect. That is true of life itself, and it's also true regarding your relationship with God. Therefore, your prayer life. As you have an attitude toward God, so you also develop positive and negative expectations regarding what might happen during and as a consequence of prayer. Speaking for myself, it is easy to set the bar either too high or too low regarding what I expect from this or that prayer. But I will never forget a, quote, word of the Lord, end quote, to me back in 1980 when I was getting doubtful and depressed about the apparent direction my life was taking. I don't think I was even praying, but here came God's voiceless echo. Four words. Expect less, accept more. Expect less, accept more. Now, that does not mean to give up on your expectations regarding what you want out of life. Rather, it means to focus more on acceptance and appreciation for what you actually do have than for what you don't have and want. The truth is, we tend to undervalue what we have and overvalue what we do not have. Approach prayer with faith, hope, perseverance, and acceptance. Hold on tightly to all four of these. Focus on your faith and even asking rather than your doubts. If God seems not to be answering your prayer, at least not in the way you want, then do not lose hope, which must always be in God rather than in outcomes. Do as Jesus told us, pray always and do not lose hope. Luke 18. Show God through your perseverance what is really important to you. And finally, all prayer must conclude with acceptance, with if this be in accordance with your will. Do you have questions about prayer? I have many to ask God on the other side. I have prayed for and with persons across four decades. I have witnessed healing miracles and also sad endings. But one thing I simply will not do is to give up on God or on prayer.